Let's turn to
罗马书第十一章。
Romans chapter 11。
我们再从三十三节一直念到三十六节。
Reading from verse 33 to 36, Romans 11。
罗马书第十一章，我们从三十三节念到三十六节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 33 to 36。
我们一同开声来读，一、二、三。身在上帝丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。我们再次低头祷告。主啊，求你在这个聚会中间，把你人无法测度的智慧、丰富的奥秘，同你真理的知识向我们显明出来。所以求主你借着你启示使徒以及先知写下旧约与新约圣经的圣灵，今天引导你所造的思想，使我们被造的理性，因为你自己真理的光照，我们归回你测不透的奥秘，你真理丰富的深处，好像我们的信仰有根有基，好像我们对你更透彻、更正确的认识，以至于我们的生活就回到你的面前来。所以你听我们的祷告，感谢你给我们这样的机会，可以探明你的奥秘，因为你愿意把自己启示出来，我们愿意在你的启示中间，这是我们知识的方向，这是我们整个生命的价值，这是我们信仰的根基。求主你用你自己儿子圣灵耶稣基督的能力，吩咐撒旦魔鬼离开这个地方，你不让他在我们中间的丝毫搅乱的工作。我们感谢赞美，愿你赐福你无用的仆人，在讲的范例的把你的真理传讲清楚，奉主耶稣基督的名求你。阿们。我们上个礼拜已经讲到三十三到三十五节。
Last week expounded on verse 33 to 35.
当我回到 Jakarta 的时候
，When I went back to Jakarta，
我对我的太太说
，I told my wife，
你把过去我在 Jakarta 讲的这些这几段的东西，再把它复印出来给我看看。
Please xerox these few passages that I expounded in Jakarta。
后来我才发现
，Then I discovered，
单整三十六节我一共讲了一个月。
Even the verse 36-7, I preach for a month.
也是我们用四次讲一节。
Which means I use four sessions to preach only on this verse.
所以从今天开始
，from today onward,
我们的深入思想这一节伟大圣经的丰富。
In depth, we want to search for the richness of this verse.
保罗讲要从第一章到第十一章的三十三、三十二节。
Paul, he has preached from chapter 1 to chapter 11, verse 32.
系统地告诉我们人的罪以及神的救赎。
That is systematically, he tells about the sin of man and the salvation of God.
世人都犯了罪。
They all have sinned.
神是全世界人的罪。
Even the whole world sin,
犹太人的罪。
And the Jew sin,
外邦人的罪。
Even Gentile sin.
他都把全世界都放在罪的圈子里面。
Then he had put all men in the circle of sin.
这样上帝赐下无罪圣洁的耶稣下来。
Then God has given the sinners the holy Christ Jesus.
借着他的死，他的宝血。
Through his death, his blood.
使我们可以脱离撒旦的权势、黑暗的捆绑。
That we can save from the bondage and the darkness of Satan.
我们脱离神的怒气，脱离律法的咒诅。
And to escape from the curse and the wrath of God.
我们从死进到生的地步。
From death, we now come to life.
从污秽进到圣洁的地步。
And also from filthiness, we come to holiness.
从罪人进到成为神儿女的地步。
From the sinner, we come to the status of children of God.
这样你看三章、四章、五章。六章、七章、八章。
So you see the chapter 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
罪人怎么样改变到最后的圣灵引导之下
？How sinners have changed and under the guidance of Holy Spirit.
他成为神的儿女。
They become the children of God.
神的儿女被圣灵所引导。
And the children of God are guided by the Holy Spirit.
神的儿女有神的灵住在他的里面。
And also with the dwelling of Holy Spirit in them.
神的儿女顺服圣灵。
The children of God are obedient to His Spirit.
神的儿女有圣灵印证在他的心。
And with the Holy Spirit confirmed.And sealing on
them. 他就做一个随从圣灵的人
and become one who are obedient to Holy Spirit's guidance.
这个靠着基督
and through Christ Jesus,
在主的灵里面
in the spirit of God,
我们不但出死入生
not only we have moved from death to life,
有基督 督复活的大能
and with the power of resurrection of Christ,
我们不再被定罪
we're no more being crucified,
我们仰望永远的荣耀
and we face the glory of God,
我们在苦难中间
and in suffering,
在这个赤身露体
and also in nakedness,
刀剑
and also under sword,
危险
and also danger,
凶杀
and also killing,
这样世界的泛滥的面前
and all the sufferings of the world,
我们不但靠着主得胜
not only through him where we took us,
我们得胜有余
but more than conquerors,
这样救恩不是单单救我们脱离将来的审判而已。
So salvation is not to save us from the future judgment.
救恩也给我们足够的力量，使我们在地上过一个得胜的生活。
But it causes us to have enough strength to live a victorious life on earth.
我们得胜有余
is more than the conqueror we are.
这就是我们的生命进到更丰盛的地方。
Which in our life has gone into the richness.
耶稣基督从所有宗教的教主不同的地方。
And the different Christians and the founder of all religions.
他说我来是叫人的生命。而且得的更丰盛
I come so they may have light and have more abundance
科学是论知识的问题
Science talk about knowledge
哲学是论智慧的问题
Philosophy talk about wisdom
道德的论善恶的问题
And also the ethics talk about good and bad
宗教是论人与永世的问题
Religion talk about man and eternity
但耶稣基督救恩是论生死的问题
But Christ's salvation talk about life and death
上帝爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son to us.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life.
不是单单像宗教所讲的停止犯罪变成良善的人。
Not talking about we ceasing on sinning and then become a good man.
叫人不至灭亡，反得永生。
But then you not perish, but have eternal life.
那么这样一个人在圣灵引导之下
，Then a person under the guidance of Holy Spirit,
他过一个圣洁的生活
，He lead a holy life,
过一个丰盛的生活
，With abundant life,
过一个得胜的生活
，Victorious life.
过一个超然的生活
and a supernatural life,
永远的盼望
and with eternal hope,
有神的灵印证在他心里面
with the Spirit of God sealing in them,
当这些都讲完了以后
but after it's completed,
九章第十章第十一章
in chapter 9, 10 and 11,
就给我们看见上帝的旨意在历史中间怎样带出来
we see that how the will of God is being manifested in history
特别在第十一章的时候
especially in chapter 11,
我们看见神要叫外邦人因为犹太人拒绝神而变成蒙恩的人
God allows we Gentiles to see that because of turning away from Jews to the salvation they become blessed
使这些野橄榄的枝子被接在原先蒙应许的神恩佑的子民的身上
So that this was always being grafted to the root of promise and grace of God
将等于上帝以以色列人所立的约就归于突然了吗
Does it mean that God has nullified the covenant he has made with the Jews?
不是的神的拣选恩召同他的恩赐永远没有后悔
because the election the grace and also the calling of God is irrevocable
所以无论外邦无论犹太人
so whether Gentile whether Jews
反正蒙神拣选的人到最后都必得救
those elect finally they'll be saved
所以有外邦人得救的数目满足以后
so when the number of Gentiles all come in
神要使以色列全家得救
God wants to save the whole Israelites
那么这样你看见神的旨意的奥秘就这样安排
so you see the mystery of God's have been arranged
整个历史都在神的计划的里面
The whole the history is in the plan of God
有谁有这样的智慧呢
Who could have this kind of wisdom
有谁明白这样深奥的知识呢
Who can understand this kind of profound wisdom
这样这个世界不是宇宙的孤儿
So we see that this universe is not the orphan
人类的历史不是没有方向
The history of mankind is not without direction
神已经把这一切都定了
But God has determined all this
所以这一位神才是真正的神
So this God that is true God
在以赛亚书里面给我们看见真神用这件事来挑战人
The book of Isaiah see that this true God challenges us with this thing.
什么事呢
？What that?
就他用他的智慧定了整个历史方向，才证明他是真神。
With his wisdom, he has ordained the future direction of history, and that proves that he's God.
以色列啊，你将哪一个神与我相比呢
？Israel, which God do you compare me with?
你以为我正像你们列国那些四周那些外邦所敬拜的神
？You think I am like the idols and the gods of Gentiles?
你要把什么神与我相比呢
？Which God you want to compare me with?
有什么神像我一样的？从起初指明幕后的事
Which God is like me point to the end and since the beginning
所以呢就从阿拉巴就指出 Omega Point 的这个方向的历史的主宰 才是真实。
So this God who is the love history pointing from Alpha to Omega.
今天许多人选神，好像选职业一样的。
Today a lot of people choose God like choosing a profession.
许多人选神，好像一个没有负责任的男人随便选女孩子做妻子。
Like an irresponsible man who chose simply a woman to be wife.
我比较适合这个。
I'm suitable to this man.
我比较喜欢那个。
Or I like this person.
这个是太过鲁莽。太过肤浅的一种决定。
Yeah, decision was too shallow.
上帝说
，God say，
你将什么神与我相比呢
？Which God will you compare me to？
你把假神与真神同排并列。
That you want to equalize the false God and true God？
你把创造者与被造的神等量齐观。
And also equalize the creator and the created things。
这惹动真神的怒气。
This is only about to arouse the wrath of God。
你告诉以色列，你把什么神与我相比
？Israel, which God you compare me to？
有哪一个神像我
？Is there any God like me？
从起初。
From the beginning,
指明末后的事
I point things in the end.
这句话曾经使我受了很大的震惊
I was so shaken by this statement.
差不多40年前
40 years ago,
我第一次注意到这节圣经
The first time I paid attention to this verse,
我内心实实在在谦卑下来跪在神的面前
In my heart, I humbled myself and kneeled before God.
主啊我知道你是真神
I said, Lord, you are true God.
因为真神是超乎时间的
Because true God transcends time.
真神是超乎历史的
True God transcend history.
为什么真神会超时间超历史
Why is that true God transcend time and history?
因为他是时间的创造者 是历史的控制者
Because he is the creator of time, he is the master of history.
创造时间的
The one who created time
本身就不是时间的
He himself is the time.
正像你做手表你就不是手表
Just like when you make a watch, you are not a watch.
你做衣服你就不是衣服
You make a cloth, you are not the cloth.
神创造自然神就不是自然
So when God created nature, He is not nature.
神创造时间与空间，神就超时间超空间。
So when God created time and space, He transcends time and space.
只有这位超时间超空间的上帝
，Only this God who transcends time and space，
他才能指挥历史的方向。
Then only He can make a direction of history.
他才能控制历史的这个价值。
Then He can lord over the value of history.
他来指出历史终极点。
Then He can point to the ultimate point of time.
将来一个神与我相。
To which God did he compare me to?
看哪、啊、
，See，
我从起初指明末后的事情。
From the beginning, I point what's going to happen in the end.
是一个真正明白圣经的人。
The one who truly understands the Bible.
是一个有福气的人。
Is the one who is blessed.
因为他一面看圣经，他知道人类现在走到哪里。
Because when he read the Bible, he know where men are heading today.
日光之下没有新事。
Because under the sun, there's no new things.
神把最重要的事都起名在圣经里。
God has revealed to us the most important thing in the Bible.
所以我们就这样的一位。神
Such God that we have.
我们就神给我们这样的启示
God with this kind of revelation to us
我们有这样的灵引导我们明白神给我们的启示
With this kind of spirit that lets us understand this of plan of God
我们在这个历史的过程中
We are in the process of history
我们就不是孤儿
Then we are not the orphan
不是盲目的旅游者
We are not the one who wander
我们不是没有人顾不知道到哪里去的那些人
We are not the one who go astray without caretakers
感谢上帝
Praise God
神从起初
From the very beginning,
用他的丰富计划了这一切
With this very rich plan that he had
虽然如此
Even though so
我们能够完全明白这一切吗
Can we fully understand all this
我们只能说主啊
We can only say Lord
我只能照着你所启示的明白一些
According to what I revealed understand a little bit
照着圣灵引导的明白一些
According to the guidance of the Holy Spirit understand a little bit
这像保罗所讲的
Like Paul said
我们现在如同对着镜子观看
I see we are facing the mirror today
所以模糊不清
It is not clear
直到我们与主面对面相见的时候
And day one day we see Lord face to face
一切都清楚
All things are clear
所以呢这一段的结束
So the ending of this passage
不但是第一章到第十一章的结束
Not only is the conclusion of first chapter to 11th chapter
更是把我们带到一个对未来有更有把握的一个结束
All the more is the conclusion of something that brings us to be assurance of the future
这里保罗说身在上帝丰富的智慧和知识
Here Paul says such is the mystery of God's wisdom
他的判断何其难寻
His judgment is so unsearchable
他的踪迹何其难测
His path beyond tracing out
谁知道主的心
Who has known the mind of God
谁做过他的谋士
Or has been his counselor
这里就是根本没有
We say no.
没有人能真正明白主的心到这么深度的。
No one could understand the mind of God so profoundly.
没有人真正知道他的旨意这么伟大的。
No one truly has known his mind to be so great.
有谁曾经为他做过参谋长？
Who has been his counselor?
谁曾经为上帝指点？或者劝他样子怎么做
？Who has been as advisor？
所以他才是智慧的源头。
Only he is the source of wisdom。
因为他自己是真理的本体。
Because he is the dignity of truth。
是谁先给他
？Who has given him first？
那你叫他偿还给他。
So they repay us。
上个礼拜结束的那一段
，Last week the last passage，
我们特别提到奥古斯丁的恩典观。
We said the term grace of Augustine。
奥古斯丁的恩典观决定了整个全人类历史中间正确。对神恩典了解的神学
The doctrine of grace of Augustine fixed also the true understanding of grace of theology since then
一个没有正确恩典神学的教会
But the church doesn't have a full right doctrine of the grace
容易骄傲自大的教会
It will be easy for them to be proud
一个没有真正明白恩典的正确教训的基督徒
Without fully understand the teaching of grace
是一个不可能把荣耀归给上帝的基督徒
The Christian is one the one cannot give the glory to God
Theology of grace determines your spirituality
恩典神学决定你的灵性
Theology of graceDetermines your humility.
恩典神学决定了谦卑。
Theology of grace determines how you can glorify God.
恩典神学来决定你怎样荣耀神。
There is no other secret.
没有另外的秘诀。
No other reason.
没有另外的原因。
And you can really understand how to glorify Him.
所以真正想怎样荣耀神。
How to preach His gospel.
怎样传他的福音。
How to give thanks to Him.
怎样向他感恩。
Except you truly understand exactly what is the meaning of.Grace of God.
除非你真真真真实实晓得什么是神的恩典。
所以呢，不是我先求，然后他赐恩。
So it's not that I ask for that he give grace.
因为当你求的时候，已经证明他先把恩给你，你才会正求。
Because when you pray, that's not the proof that he's given the grace so they can pray.
不是你祷告他才拯救你。
Not that you pray, then he save you.
因为如果他没有先感动你，用正确的信仰祷告，你不能到他面前。
Because if he has not touched you to pray with the right faith, you cannot come back to him.
像神永远是主动的。
So then God is always active.
神永远是以主权决定万有一切。
Always with the sovereignty to determine all things.
那么这一位是源头的。
This God who is a source,
他也是应当最后得到完全荣耀。
And also the one who deserves the final glory.
所以第三十三到第三十五节。
So verses 33 to 35.
终结了神永世的计划。
It concludes the plan of God in eternity.
三十六节再总结这一个总结。
So then this verse 33 conclude this conclusion.
所以三十六节是总结的总结。
So then verse 33 is the conclusion of conclusion.
单单思想，单单。解释三十六节。
Just to expound on this verse 36.
如果我要更详细，我需要四个钟头。
If I want to expound clearly, I need 4 hours.
我正在考虑在吉隆坡的这个解经，我要用两次或者用三次或者用四次来讲。
I was still wondering whether in three hours I want to expound two or three or four times.
我心里正祈求主给我讲清楚。
I just pray to God that I can expound clearly.
使我们可以真正了解。
So they can truly understand.
这个总结里面包含的意义是何等的伟大。
That was the meaning that is.This conclusion is so mighty.
这个总结的总结里面有九个字。
So in this conclusion, there are 9 words.
他这么讲的。
How did he say?
他说因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
For from him and through him and to him are all things.
这个九个字是什么呢
？What are these 9 words?
本于他
，from him，
依靠他
，through him，
归于他
，and to him。
大家说，本于他，依靠他。归于他，每组三个字用中文来讲。
And in the 3 words in Chinese.
本于他。
You are from him.
依靠他。
Through him.
归于他。
And to him.
这九个字在讲什么呢？
What does he say in this 9 words?
这九个字不是讲个人的事情。
Not talking about individual things.
乃是指一切的一切。
Within all things of all things.
就是在神之外所有的被造。
And that's all created after beside God.
因为只有神是在被造界之外的创造者。
Because only God is a creator outside of all creatures.
所有的被造者都在神的本体之外的被造者。
So all the creation are outside the creator who is the subjectivity of creation.
所以神不造是不在受造界里面。
So God is not in the realm of creation.
而受造界原是在神的旨意里面。
And the realm of creation is in the plan of God.
所以神如果没有创造的旨意，
If God doesn't have the will of creation,
就没有创造的行动。
Then there will be the action of creation.
神如果没有创造的行动，
If there's no action of creation from God,
就没有任何被造的存在。
Then there will not be existence of creation.
所以一切被造的存在，
So all the existence of creation,
是因为神定义创造，然后用他的恩典、他的能力，从他的原意创造以后才存在。
It is because God has ordained to create, and with grace and wisdom He created, and all these things come into existence.
所有的被造，
So all the creation,
是在神本体存在之外，因被造而产生出来的。
They exist outside subjectivity of the creation of God, and also because of this creation, they become existence.
像我如果用一个神学名词，
So using a theological term,
就是被造者是偶存的。
So this creation is a contingent existence.
那么只有神是永存的。
Only God is self-existing.
永存不是偶存。
So the eternal existing is a contingent existence.
所以这个 in contingent and contingent.
So contingent and incontingent existence.
神的存在是永存的。
The existence of God is in contingent.
所以它不是偶存的。
So he is not a contingent existence.
被造的存在是偶存的。
So the existence of creation is contingent existence.
那个唐牧师，请你解释更清楚、更浅显一点，好不好
？Pastor John, could you explain it more clearly?
举一个例子。
For instance,
神造这个以前
，before God created these things,
这个
this
不存在的。
Doesn't exist.
造了以后
，after it's created,
它就存在。
Yes, it is.
不到以前它不存在，它的存在不是永恒到永恒的存在。
So its existence is not from eternity to eternity.
它的存在因被造开始而存在。
Its existence because of creation it begins to exist.
它的不存在因为被造的不没有不朽性而变成朽坏。
And also is
non-immortality.
Immortality is because of the non-existence, it doesn't exist.
它如果不被造，
if it's not being created,
它就不存在，
it doesn't exist.
因为它被造而能朽坏，
because it created is corruptible,
所以它又能变成不存在，
so it will also turn to non-existence.
从没有变成有，
from nothing it comes to existence.
这个叫做创造，
this is creation.
从有变成没有，
from also something it becomes nothing.
这个叫做朽坏，
this is corruptivity.
所以这个呢，这个 creatio ex nihilo从没有创造变成牛。
So creation acts in hero.
这是永存者创造偶存者才产生出来的。
This is the existence of contingent because of creation from creator.
第二，
the second,
当这被造的这个朽坏性把它的存在破坏掉的时候，
when this corruptible nature destroys this existence,
以后它就变成不存在了。
Then it becomes non-existing.
那么刚才那个存在是什么呢？
And what is that existence before that?
暂存性的存在。
That's a temporary existence.
那不是永存性的存在。
And that's not eternal existence.
我的存在是偶存的。
My existence is contingent existence.
他的存在是偶存。
His existence also contingent existence.
特别是我们的身体。
And especially our body.
60年前我比你们年轻。
60 years ago, I was younger than you do.
60年以后你比我老哎。
60 years later, you were older than me.
60年前我只有2岁。
And also 60 years ago, I was 2 years old.
头发都生不出来。
And I don't even have.
牙齿刚刚几个，
然后说你就
是个小孩子
，a baby。
那么等我几年以后呢
？After a few years，
我死了
，when I die，
你们长得更完美了
，so you become more perfect。
那你的偶存
，so your contingent
就代替我有偶存变成不存的这个过程。
It replaces the process of me contingent become non-contingent, non-existent。
如果有一个人500岁
，if one person will live 500 years，
他呢住在别的地方
，he stay in other place，
每50年到地球来看一下再回去。
Every 50 years, he comes to visit the earth and then go back.
50年就再回去。
He comes 50 years later and go back.
那他就会告诉你。
Then he'll tell you.
每次来。
Every time when he comes.
小孩子变成老人。
The child becomes an old man.
没有存在的孩子现在跑出来。
And the non-existent baby now exists.
下次来。
The next time when he comes.
小孩子又变成老人。
The child becomes an old man.
那些没有存在的从前的孩子现在跑出来。
Those who are not existing now coming to existence.
所以这个世界替代、替代、替代、替代。
So there's a circle and circle.
偶存。
Contingent.
不存。偶存，不存，偶存，不存，就神是永存。
Only God is a incontingent existence.
那么那种 五百岁的老人根本不存在。
So that kind of people living for 100 years.
我们都是填满每一个时代的一些暂时的人物。
But we are a temporary person that only fill the gap of time.
只有神是永存的。
God is eternal one.
所以这样永存者不是靠偶存者而存在。
So the incontingent existing does not depend on the contingent existence.
The existence of the incontingent one is not depend on the existence of the contingent one.那么现在
now,
偶存性的存在一定是依靠非偶存性的永存的存在。
The existence of a contingent one will depend on the existence of the incontingent one.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以当你明白这一个关系的时候
So when I understand this kind of relationship,
你就看这一节太伟大。
You see that this verse is so great.
What if
all things
都本于他
They all come from you.
依靠他
Through you.
归向他
And to you.
谁啊
Who?
你啊
You.
我啊
I.
他
He.
中国人
Chinese.
外国人
The
人
business,
动物
Animals.
地球
The earth.
星球
The stars.
太阳系
And the solar system.
银河系
And also the Milky Way.
整个宇宙
The whole universe.
万有
All things.
所以这里讲的是什么呢
So what does it say?
一切的一切
The summation of all things.
所有存在的存在
The essence of all existence.
都本于他
They all come from God.
依靠他
They are all through him
归向他
They are all be back to him
所以这九个字呢
So all these nine words
就包括了所有最深的文化
It includes the deepest culture
最伟大的宗教
The greatest religion
所要探讨的一切的一切的最终极性的道理
In what they are the secret ultimate truth
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
我们生下来的时候
When we are born
这世界本来就是这样的
This was like that
好像一只蚂蚁跑进这个礼堂的时候
There's an ant when they enter this hall
它的礼堂本来就是这样
The hall is what it is
它走过去了以后呢
After it's passed through
礼堂还是这样
The hall is still it is
好它走了以后呢
After it passed
它的孙子跑进来了
And it's a grandchildren coming
它的礼堂是这样的
You see the hall is like this
走了
And it passed
away 还是这样的
And it's the same
像一只狗
Like a dog,
生在吉隆坡的时候
born in Kuala Lumpur,
跑跑跑跑跑
and running and running,
他看看 KLCC,
and see KLCC,
两个这么大的艺术鼠
and two big potatoes,
升到天空去
and probably into heaven,
他看人家问他说
and people ask,
狗啊狗啊那是什么
Doctor, what's that?
他说我不知道本来就是这样的
I don't know, it's so,
他不知道是呢二十年前没有那个东西。
It did not know that 20 years ago this doesn't exist.
三十年前没有 KL 超。
30 years ago there was no KL.
他完全不知道。
He doesn't know.
是偶存的嘛
？Because it's a contingent.
他就知道。
哦，
知道。但他死的时候
，So when he died，
所以他生出来就有，死了还有。
And when he was born, he was there. When he died, he was there.
所以用他的相对性来看
，So with relativeness，
啊，这个呢 KLCC 这两个 twin tower。是有存的，因为我生下来就有，我死以前还有。
KLCC in contingent existence because when I born, when I die, it's still there.
但你就知道了。
But you know,
从前没有的。
In the past, it wasn't there.
对不对呢
？Isn't it right?
我三十年前第一次到吉隆坡。
30 years ago, when I first came to Kuala Lumpur,
他就替我翻译。
I've interpreted for the Van Thong.
我们已经合作三十年，今年刚好三十。
We have cooperated for 30 years.
那个时候的吉隆坡又矮又难看。
At the time, Kuala Lumpur was ugly and was low in building.
最大的路叫做 Bukit Bintang.
Bukit Bintang Street was a bigger street.
那其他的路小小的。
And all the roads are small.
那么 Bukit Bintang 最高的旅馆叫做 Federal Hotel.
Federal Hotel was the highest high-rising tower.
能够住到里面骄傲的不得了。现在住了给人家看不起。
You can stay there, you feel very proud, but not today.
那个时候吉隆坡就是那样。
At the time, there was Kuala Lumpur.
哇，你经过三十年以后。
So after 30 years,
KL Tower 起来了。
KL Tower now coming to being.
Petronas Twin Tower 起来了
Petronas Twin Tower is there
Petronas Philharmonic Hall 起来了
And Philharmonic Hall is there
还有许多许多的 Renaissance Hotel Legend Hotel Tom Clancy 都起来了
And many many hotel coming to being
那你看见现在呢这些东西存在了
So you see all these things coming to existence
本来不存在的
Actually it was not existing
现在存在
But now coming to existence
而且呢
And also
有一个时候
There was one time
可能又不存在了
It could also become not existing
纽约的Twin Tower 存在不存在
New York Twin Tower is still existing?、
啊、不存在
No more
是吗
Isn't it so?
我亲眼看它建起来
Personally I see it to be built
亲眼看它倒下
With my own eye I see it collapse
1973年
1973
我第一次到美国的时候
The first time when I went to New York、
oh, Twin Tower 刚刚建成
Twin Tower was just complete
去年
Last year
倒下去
collapse
那时候我在香港
I was in Hong Kong
看着就
Watching for the TV
今年
this year,
我到纽约去教书的
时候 I went to New York to teach,
我特别跑到那个地方
and especially I went to Ground Zero,
从前最骄傲的商业大楼
and that was the proudest commercial building in
现在叫做 Ground Zero,
that's called Ground Zero,
Ground Zero because zero nothing,
Ground Zero because there's nothing there,
没有了，那两座在哪里啊？
Where are the two buildings?
在脑里。
In your mind,
在照片里
in the picture,
在卡片里
in also the
对不对
card,
最糟糕的
in the worst,
去年呢
last year,
在台北
in Taipei,
有一个餐厅
there was a restaurant,
从头设计
a remodel,
设计完了以后
after a remodel,
贴上所有纽约的照片
it paste all the pictures of New York,
刚刚进来
and just as a fixture, order it,
这个Wallpaper,
wallpaper,
纽约的双楼
the Twin Towers in New York,
刚刚装上去，那双楼就没有了。
It just also fixed the wallpaper and that Twin Tower collapsed.
现在你进到那个餐厅看那个双楼
So when you went to that restaurant, you see the Twin Towers.
是最新的
It's the latest.
什么东西呢
What is that?
是历史
history.
是已经不存在的东西
Not existing.
有什么好骄傲的？
What's that to be proud of?
你明白 contingency 吗？
所以 understand contingency.
偶存性知道了。
Contingency.
一切的偶存。
The contingency of all things.
曾经存啊，以后又不存。
Yes, exist once, the moment not existing.
这个叫做偶存。
That's called contingent existence.
所以你现在看很漂亮。
So you see very handsome.
你们这些女孩子。
You are ladies.
很漂亮。
Very beautiful.
四十年以后。
40 years later.
老太婆。
You'll be old ladies.
你们这些男孩子
so you as young man
很雄壮
handsome
五十年以后呢
50 years later
老公公
you'll be old man
可能你是这样走
you'll be hunchback
可能这样走
you'll be hunchback
人家看了差一点吐苦水在你脸上
you want to speak on you want to see you
因为我们都是偶存
because we are contingent
是我们没有什么可以骄傲
nothing to be proud
那么呢万有
all things
都奔赴他
from him
依靠他
through him
归向他
and to him.
什么意思呢
What do you mean?
这句话归纳了所有宗教所有文化要了解的终极性的真理
This statement wants to conclude the ultimate truth the religion and also philosophy you want to seek after
保罗就把九个字讲出来
Paul explained in only 9 words
一切的一切
All things of all things
有源头
There's a source
一切一切的一切
For all things and all things,
有支柱
There is the support.
一切的一切
For all things and all things,
有归宿
There is the belonging.
这不必再辩论的
You don't have to debate.
因为你的存在
Because your existence,
不是自由的
Not self-existing.
你的存在
Your existence,
也不是拥有的
It's not an incontingent one.
因为你的存在不是自由的
Because you are not self-existing.
所以你要问，那我从哪里来？
So you ask, from where do I come from?
我今天怎么会在这里？
How can I be here today?
是怎样继续维持我的存在？
How can I continue to sustain my existence?
我以后到哪里去？
In the future, where will I go?
我知道我的前轮一个一个死了。
I know that my predecessor one by one they pass away.
死了就完了吗？
Is it the end when they die?
是。
Yes.
死了就完了。
You die and that's the end.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你没有度过这一劫。
Because you have not read this verse.
所以你的死了就完了。
So your death is the end.
最好死了就完了。
It's better that you die and that's the end.
死了就完了，有好处吗？有。
If you die and that's the end, is that good things? Yes.
你现在多借债，又不必付嘛，死了就完了。
Because you could borrow more and don't have to pay the debt.
死了就完了。
If that's the end of death,
现在一直犯罪，反正死了就没有人审判你。
You can continue the sin because nobody will judge you after you die.
死了就完了。
If that's the end.
给你很多犯罪的方便
If you are convenient to sin,
给你很多不必负责任的道德生活
and also a lot of irresponsible morality life
但是你内心深处有一个声音对你说死了不是完了
But deep in your heart there's a voice that says that that is not the end
所以这九个字包含的意义
So the meaning of this 9 words
大到一个地步
is so great
整个宇宙跟这九个字都有关系
And the whole universe related to this 9 words
小到一个地步
So small
你的个人一切的问题要从这九个字去了解
Even your own personal things to be understood through this 9 words
万有
All things
是奔赴他
It's from him
是依靠他
Through him
是归附他
To him,
愿一切荣耀归给他。
May all glory be to him.
Amen.
Amen.
一切荣耀归于他。
All glory be to him.
直到永永远远。
From eternity to eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
所以这个他是谁呢
？So who is that he?
就是永存者在偶存之上的那一位。
That's the incontingent words above all contingent.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
这就是基督徒的信仰跟非基督徒信仰不同的地方。
And that's the difference of Christian faith and non-Christian faith.
基督徒看这周遭的世界。
When Christians see the world surrounding,
上看天，下看地。
Look to the heaven and to the earth.
宇宙万物对我什么意义
？And all things in the universe, what does it mean to me?
正像我刚才讲的。
Like what I said just now.
一只蚂蚁经过大厅，他说：“这本来就是这样，我不管，我要走到那边去。
”And then they come to the hall and say, "There where it is."
完全没有相关的这个觉悟。
There's no the meaning of connection with him.
No consciousness of relevancy.
并不能够想到它的契合性。
没有相关性的那一个觉悟。
And also don't have consciousness of this connection.
没有觉悟。
No consciousness.
很多人就这样过生活。
Many people live their life in this
manner. 今朝有酒今朝醉。
You've been drunk today when you're wine.
何时要死再来说。
Never mind that day tomorrow.
我不管我哪里来的。
I don't care where they come from.
不管我哪里去。
I don't care where I go.
这样的人生呢。
This kind of life.
可变成非常不负责任犯大罪损害别人的这种生命。
You become a very irresponsible life that you commit great sins.
今天我们看世界越来越多这样的。
Today we see the world such.
美国是最安全的吗
？You know, America is the safest.
变成最惧怕。
But become the most trembling.
美国因为大家要保护自己的生命的安全。
Because people want to take care of their own life.
所以政府许可私人可以合法拥有手枪。
So the government legalized the ownership of guns.
现在美国的人口
，You know the population of America
2.8亿人
，and a two.
280 million.
280 million.
的美国民间的手枪
，But then the pistol among the people
已经差不多有2亿支。
And more than a
200 million.
200 million.
再过20年以后
，Maybe 20 years later，
可能比人口的数目更多。
Maybe many folds according to the population.
这么多的手枪
，With this kind of pistol
在人的手里面
，In the hand of people，
如果10,000个人里面有一个神经病的
，If among 10,000 want to go mentally wrong，
那么呢，280 million 的人
，so 280 billion people，
里面呢就有多少神经病的人
？How many people？
对，就最变成最不安全的国家
，so become the most insecure world nation。
你那可怜吗
？So she's so pitiful。
因为人活在世界上
，because when man live in the world，
如果没有这一节的了解
，if without understanding of this verse，
他会变得很可怕
，he become very fearsome，
比野兽更难。估计
become very savage and in
the possible
enemies cannot be protected against
危害
and they will become a threat to life.
我要很严肃跟大家讨论这九个字。
So very solemnly and discuss with these nine words.
本于他
from him,
依靠他
through him,
归向他
and to him.
大家说，本于他，
依靠他，归于他。
我是本于他的吗
？I am from him, am I?
那他在我身上。
Then upon me,
有什么旨意
？What kind of will yes?
有什么计划
？What kind of planning yes?
我是依靠他的吗
？I am through him.
今天他给我的力量
，the strength that I have from him，
支持我的存在
，support my existence，
是为了什么
？For what？
我是归于他的吗
？Do I go back to him？
我有一天要站在他的面前
，One day would I stand before him？
我要怎样与他交谈
？How would I be accountable to him？
这九个字
All these nine words,
使你的一生第一次感到你是很神圣的存在
Even for a whole life one day you feel so holy with your assistance
你是很严肃的个人
With such a sacred and solemn self
这些东西构成你的信仰的时候
So when all these things form your faith
你绝对改变
Absolutely you will change
你不会随便
You will not need to catch a life
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
当我们要更深入研究这件事情
If you want to study in depth in this verse
我先从这就与大家思想今天有多少种对宇宙以及个人在整个时间过程中间的了解
I was discussing with you how many philosophies they understand the process of life
自然论
and naturalism
无神论
And also atheism.
他们的看法是什么呢
？What is kind of view did I have?
就是一切本来就是这样。
All this exists by itself.
是一切的一切自然产生。
All this thing is naturally.
没有什么叫做神的。
You don't have anything.
所以我们不要管宗教的问题。
Do not care about religion.
不要管神的问题。
Do not care about thing about God.
一切的一切本来就是这样。
Because everything is natural.
自然就是这样。
Naturally so.
所以这种观念慢慢在演化到一种另外一种。思想的时候
，So when this concept evolves, this kind of thinking，
你问到说一切本来就是这样的。
You ask him, does thing all this thing as naturally？
那么有没有变化的可能呢
？Is that possible change？
他说有。
Oh yes, there's a possibility.
静止性的观念
，so with a static view，
就变成比较落后的观念
，it will be a backward view。
凡是比较有这个动性观的观念
，view of dynamic，
就变成比较和时代的观念
，become a more contemporary one。
所以呢，从古希腊到现在
，so from ancient Greek until today，
人的思想分成两种
，man's thinking can be divided into two。
在古希腊呢，有两种思想
，in ancient Greek there are two philosophy，
一种叫做 philosophy of being，
一个是这个过程的这个
being。存有，
存有的是
第二种的 philosophy of becoming，
第二是这个过程变化的存，
在存有哲学跟
so the philosophy of being
变化哲学
and philosophy of becoming
存有哲学
and the philosophy of being
一切都是静止的
all things are static
所有变化的现象
and all phenomena of change
不过是外表
it is only a phenomenon
所以你看见一切都在变
all things are changing。
其实没有什么变
actually there's no change
所变的是现象界
what that change is a phenomenal world
所不变的是本质界
what that doesn't change is a substance
另外一种反抗
and the second thing they go against it
你这样看法不对的
your view is wrong
一切一切根本真正是在变化
all things actually are becoming a change
看起来没有变那是现象不变
it looks as if it doesn't change is a phenomenally non-changing
其实本质是在改变
actually in substance it changes
我举个例子
for instance
你看李牧师
you see Pastor Lee
你很好
you're good
明年李牧师
next year you see Pastor Lee
为什么明年你还是记得他是李牧师
why is it that next year you see that he's still Pastor Lee
如果明年他鼻子变成三倍长
if next year his nose will change to threefold long
你说李大象
you said the,
对不对
elephant lady
但是他还是这样
I see the same
所以你还叫李牧师
so you say Pastor Lee
那到底他有没有变呢
is there any change in him
你每天见他不变
you see every day he doesn't change
五年见
5 years later
变了
oh he changed
就皮皱了一点
wrinkle now
头发白了一点
gray now
哎，现在这个呢声音比过去小一点
and the voice is softer now
年纪大一点
and older now
所以变是实质或者是现象
so change is a substance or phenomenon
啊你说这样子他声音还是一样
so the voice is the same
他个性还是一样
the personality is the same
他翻译的力量还是一样
and interpretation is the same
他英文还是那么好
English is the same
而且他的神学这么好
and theology is a good
所以呢他是没有变的
so there's no change
变的就是面皮
what the change is only by the face
另外
And also,
看一个桌子呢
you see a table.
五年前看是这样
Five years ago is the same.
五年后一看
Five years later is the same.
所以你说没有变
So no change.
再来你说五年前我在上面跳来跳去
You say five years ago I was jumping up on that.
你在上面跳
Now today you will jump up on that.
你说五年来我都是七十五公斤吗
You say 50 years later I'm still 57
kg. 这个桌子一样样的
It's the same with the table.
这一次你一跳砰它马上跌下
But then when you change it collapse.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为里面很多白蚂蚁是五年前没有的。
Because there are many white ants that are not there 5 years ago.
外面一样样
，so outwardly is the same.
里面慢慢空空洞洞。
Inside there is empty now.
你明白吗
？You see？
用共产主义的哲学
，You see the philosophy of Marxism.
量变会影响变成质变，我不知道你读过没有。
Quantitative change will change to a qualitative change.
Quality change. Is because of the quantity change.
质变会因为是量变，
因为量变会影响质变。
Quality change is because of quantity change。
所以希腊哲学呢
，so the Greek philosophy
就有两种
，there are two kinds，
存有不变的哲学
，and also the existence of being，
the being， philosophy
of being，
还有另外一种的变化无穷的哲学
，philosophy of becoming。
所以的变化的哲学。
这里 philosophy of change
最重要的代表
most important representative
Heraclitus 最后的发展
and the later development
是 Democritus 马克思的博士论文就是写他的东西
and Karl Marx this PhD dissertation is said about him
认为一切都不变的
and when you deem all things that doesn't change
最重要的就是 Zeno
the most important is Zeno
Parmenides 这些的人
all these people
那共产主义走哪一条路线
and the communists which part of the tribe
共产主义很矛盾
the communists is very paradoxical
他从现象来看
from phenomena
那你这世界是自然本来就是这样的
this way as if by itself is natural
但是呢
but then
从过程来说
from the process
世界一切都在变化中间
all things are in change
所以他们相信 Heraclitian school 的变化论
so they believe in the school of change of Heraclitus
有接受自然是自己生成的
But then they accept that nature exists by itself.
所以世界哪里来的？
So where would the world come from?
本来就是这样的。
It exists by itself.
这是从古至今的 naturalism 自然的看法。
So is the view of naturalism from ancient until now.
那么到了进化论这1859年开始的时候。
So in this 1859 it began the evolution.
它一方面接受一切的变化。
On the one hand accept the changes.
一方面解释自然同生物的形成。
On the other hand they interpret the process of things becoming.
所以呢。
So,
一讲源头的时候
so when we talk about source,
共产主义就哑口无言了
Communism has nothing to say
世界哪里来的
Where comes the world?、
不知道 本来就这样、
Is it myself?
哪里来的
Where does it come?、
不知道
I don't know
等到进化论一印出来的时候
When evolution principle has been published
马克思马上知道答案
Karl Marx has an answer
我没有办法答的大文替我答
Darwin has an answer for me
世界哪里来的
Where comes the world?
从单细胞变化变成最复杂的人的生命
from single cell become the complex life
怪不得1859年
so in 1859
这个达尔文写了这个物种起源 the origin of species 这本书有
when David has written the origin of species
第二年
the second year
1860年
in 1860
马克思在伦敦的大英博物馆里面看完这本书
Karl Marx also in the British Museum, he read through this book.
高兴得不得
了。He was so happy.
我找到答案了。
I found the answer.
快快写一封信。
Quickly wrote a letter.
给达尔文。
To Darwin.
谢谢你。
To thank you.
使我共产主义的理论。
That my theory of communism.
得到源头的支持。
Have a support for the source theory.
因为你的物种起源给我的支持。
Because your original species gave me the support.
所以我谢谢你。
So I thank you.
为了表示谢谢你。
In order to thank you.
我把我整套的资本论送给你。
My this on capital, I give it to you.
来感激你给我的贡献。
To thank you, have a contribution to me.
只要我的共产主义。
So my capital,
communism. 更有理论的基础。
You had a theoretical basis.
达尔文回信。
Darwin replied,
我不接受你送的东西。
I don't accept your dedication.
再过两年以后
And 2 years later,
1862年
In 1862,
达尔文写信给牛津大学的一个教授。
Darwin wrote a letter to the professor at Oxford.
他说什么呢
What did he say?
他说 I'm sorry to tell you,
我特别的这个抱歉
The theory of natural selection must be entirely grounded because until today, even I myself do not have any proof to be the evidence of that theory.
自然天性并没有真正的这个理论基础，
我没有办法
，I'm no way，
我自己没有证据
，I don't have a proof，
证明进化论是真的
，to prove that evolution is true。
那这些呢，你的老师都不告诉你，因为你的老师也不懂，他也是随便听听就告诉你。
So your teacher never tell you all this thing because he doesn't know himself。
当我17岁的时候
，When I was 17，
我在信仰十字路口挣扎痛苦
，I was at crossroads struggling in my faith。
我要找很多很重要的书
，I want to read many important book，
一个一个弄清楚。
One by one, I want to see
if we can 确定我一生是不是为真理传道，或者是随便讲话。
So that I want to see whether in my whole life I preach for truth or not.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters.
所以你看见的
，So you see，
这是那些反宗教的人
，Those anti-religion，
自然论
，And naturalism，
无神论
，And atheism，
进化论
，And evolution，
他们对万有偶存性把它当作永存性的自我欺骗。
They deem this in contingent existence from the contingent existence.
第二种的理论
The second theory
是把宗教跟自然论配合起来叫做自然神论
They want to marry this nature and theory and that's called natural theology.
The combination of naturalism and religion 这个叫做这个叫 deism 自然神论
That's called deism.
自然神论从什么时候开始
Deism when we begin
是从17世纪末后
At the end of 17th century,
18世纪开始
beginning of 18th century,
就在欧洲英国的一些地方有这样的事情
In Europe, in Great Britain, this kind of idea came about
就在英国有一个很重要的人
And very important person
叫做 Herbert of Chambery
And Herbert of Chambery
这个 Herbert 这个人呢
Herbert, this person in UK
他就提到一个理论
He mentioned about theory
他们到底有没有神呢
Is that God?
有
Oh yes
神是谁呢
Who is God?
神创造
God created.
创造以后怎么样呢
After creation,
就放弃
Then he put
it away 那么让这个被造的自然
so this created nature
自生自灭
it acts by itself
是一方面
on one hand
是自然自己自生自灭
that this the nature exists by itself
另外一方面
and on the other hand
自然的源头是从神来
the source it comes from God
所以现在呢无论你有没有深入研究
So whether you study in depth or not,
或者你有没有仔细考察
or whether you study clear,
你都在两种观念其中的一种
and in two ideas you fall into one
第一种的观念
First,
什么都是自然的
everything is just natural,
一切本来就是这样的
and so everything is myself
第二种观念
the second,
这个本来这样经过变化
and this is what exists changes
变化的开始有一个开始就是神创造
and the beginning of changes is because there is God who creates
那么神起初创造以后呢
and after God is created
他继续管吗
does he still interfere?
没有、
no.
他就放弃了
he will discard away.
放弃又怎么样呢
And what
就让这个自然界自生自灭
so then the nature exists by itself.
那么从自生到自灭中间什么力量维持呢
so from this natural existence until the end of
很简单
that support it.
他把最先的力量放进去
the first initial force placed in it
他把最先的原理放进去
the original principle is placed in it
他把最原有的定力放进去
the original law is placed in it
然后
and then
让他去动
he doesn't care anymore
动到不能动
and until it die by itself
他就死了
die by itself
那叫做世界末日
and that's the end of the world
这种理论叫做自然神论
and that's called deism
十八世纪
18th century
在英国发展
in England it developed
也到了法国
and France
也到了德国
and Germany
十九世纪
and this
变成许多知识分子又不要信宗教又不能不相信有上帝所接受的理论就是
And also the theory accepted many intellectuals they don't accept God but yet they accept God as a creator
你说他信上帝吗
they believe in God,
他说不
no, they say no.
自然
it is by natural
自然哪里来
welcome nature
好了好了神来的后来就自然
it come from God later become a nature
起先神来后来就自然不必神了
initially it come from God but nature it doesn't need God at all
所以神就是那个曾经生了一大堆后来就死掉的老人家
and God is that old man he has given to many and then he died himself
那么这一大堆就生生息息就生生生生杀杀杀杀死死死死生生有自生自灭这个叫做自然
and that's the nature that exists by itself in the birth and in death
那么做这种生活呢
so with this kind of life
又不是无神论
it is not atheistic
又不必向神负责
you don't need to be responsible to God
很聪明哈、
哦、it's intelligent、
啊、这是第二种方法
the second way
这叫自然神论
that's called deism
那维持的力量什么呢
and what's the sustaining power
叫做自然能自然律
natural law natural energy
the natural energy and the natural law 上帝像一个手表匠
God is like a watchmaker
做了手表以后
After he has made the watch,
把手表上链上到紧紧的
has wound this watch,
所以手表开始 tick tock tick tock tick tock tick tock 开一直走了
he moved and unwind
你说有啊走了
he moved and
怎么会走呢
what, how can
他自己走的
he has a natural energy
没有一个小鬼在后面推的吗
no one who moved it
怎么会自己走的
how can he exist move myself
里面隐藏的能
there's the energy
隐藏的规律那个能跟规律的运行
and the moving and the operation of
就是手表 能动的原因
and that's why the watch can
那动到什么时候呢
until when?
动到发条松了
until it's unwind
tick tock 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 就停了
and this fully unwind
那停了以后呢
after you see
死了死了死了
it's dead
这个叫做世界末日
and that's the end of the world
那个叫做自然神
and that's a naturalism
第二种的理论
the second theory
那第三种理论是
and that's the theory
就是真正正确的理论
and the true theory
保罗在这里讲
Paul here say
本乎他
from him
依靠他
through him
归于他
and to him
从哪里来
where does it come from
从他开始
it begin from him
怎么活下去
and how would it sustain
他维持的
he sustain us
以后怎么样
and later on
要向他负责
了 you'll be responsible to him
这样严肃
such solemnly
这样伟大
such great
这样完美的思想
such perfect thought
是神的启示
it's the revelation of God
所以我相信你们不要把基督教的信仰跟其他宗教随便相提并论的量齐观
so do not just equalize Christianity and other religion
因为就在这重要的关头里面
even this important key point
交代了所有宗教没有办法讲清楚的事
it's made accountable all things that religion cannot explain
在孔子的思想里面
at a confusion thought
他就是要告诉我们人怎样做人
He want to tell us how do we behave as men.
做爸爸的要怎样爱孩子。
Father, how do we love our children?
孩子要怎么样 忠于父亲，孝敬父母。
Children how to be filial to our parents.
做官员的要怎样对君王忠心
？Officer how to be loyal to the king.
做人的君王的怎样处理臣宰的事
？And the king how to deal with officers.
对孔子的话，一生的教训。忠恕之道而已耶。
So the whole teaching of this Confucius is only about to lawyer and also to forgive.
那么如果你是孔子啊，宇宙哪里来的
？So if you ask Confucius, where comes the universe?
他拉拉胡子，他说我唔知哦。
因为脖子是别人想的。
你问他说有世界末日怎么办呢
？Then what are going to happen at the end of the world?
他说我也唔晓得咯。
He said, I don't know.
我不知道。
I don't know.
所以孔子的思想不讨论这个的。
So the thinking of Confucius doesn't discuss this.
那就是这个世界宇宙怎么这样维持？
So how can the world be sustained?
这个力量哪里来？
Where comes the energy?
是不是神？
Is it from God?
为什么有一些乱的事情？
How come there's things?
有些很奇怪的事情。
Some strange things happen.
孔子的子不以怪力乱神。
Confucius, I never thought about this thing with strange devils.
孔子的哲学，
so the philosophy of Confucius,
是完全逃避宇宙观终极性的原因的哲学。
Totally avoid discussing about the cause of the ultimacy of the world.
完全没有讲。
Totally never discuss.
在他的思想里面只有两句话。
It is the whole thinking only two statements.
就是各乎自知。
And to study things too when you clear understand of relationship.
一个东西呢很严谨的研讨下去。
So when you study a thing well,
到最后你真正知道。
When you can truly know,
各乎自知就是拉丁文的 skill.
There's a skill in Latin.
Skill 拉丁文到英文变成 science.
Skill in English called science.
那就是科学。
The science.
但是孔子的思想并没有产生中国伟大的科学。
But in the thinking of Confucius, doesn't produce great science in China.
孔子的思想只有产生中国的伟大的伦理学。
Only about ethics.
为什么呢
？Why?
伦理学是很实际的。
Because ethics is pragmatic, practical.
我做人应当怎么样
？How do I behave?
夫妻怎么样
？And husband wife.
父子怎么样
？And
兄弟怎么样
？Brothers.
朋友怎么样？
And friends,
政府与人民之间关系怎么样
？And also the government and people, how will it relate?
这个你不能证明它到底应当怎样，是根据什么科学
？So you cannot prove on science how it must be in this kind of relationship.
因为正义
，because righteousness,
良善
，and also there's goodness,
爱心
，and love,
没有秤可以量多少重的。
There's no rule or measure that can measure how.
所以呢，整个伦理学在中国发展的时候
，So ethics was developed in China.
无自知的科学在中国没有发展。
Science only study in depth never developed in China.
中国不是没有科学家。
It's not because China has no scientists.
中国有很好的医学家。
Yes, we have very good scientists.
医学家。
And
medical
officers.
这个华佗。
And 华佗。
扁鹊。
And 扁鹊。
等等。
And all these,
中国也有李时珍。
We have 李时珍。
中国有一些的天文学家。
And also the astrologers.
数算日历夜历。
They come with a calendar.
到了明朝末期才证明不是太准。
When they come to the end of Ming, it's not too accurate.
耶稣会的宣教是证明出来，他们算的中国的阴历是比中国人算的更准。
Because the Jesuit proved that their solar calendar is better than the lunar calendar.
所以严格说起来
，So in a very strict sense,
中国科学没有太大发展。
And the Chinese don't have much development in science.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为不明白这个话。
Because they don't understand this.
我们就在伦理中摸索。
So in ethics, we set the proof.
所以真正在科学上发展的国家
，So a nation that truly developed in science
是接受圣经的国家
，It want to accept the Bible.
一定的
，Surely.
而且不是回教
，It is not the Islam country.
不是印度教
，Not the Hindu country.
不是佛教
，Not the Buddhist country.
不是拉玛教
，Not the Rama.
不是非洲宗教
，Not the African religion.
不是波斯拜火教
，Not the Persian.
佛教。或者日本的神道教
，or Shintoism in Japan，
一定是在基督教的国家。
Surely it must come from the Christian nation。
这个再讲下去，几个钟头讲不完。
It took a few hours to expound on this。
因为这个影响整个世界文化太大。
Because it has so much influence in the culture。
追究到事物的根基的根源的时候
，we must search to the source of things。
你说我不知道
，I don't know。
我也不相信神
，I don't believe in God。
你就无穷在研究的清楚。
Then the eternity will be searching。
你派孩子去读书的时候
，when you send your son to study，
派去德国。
Send it to Germany,
派去美国
，America,
派去加拿大
，or Canada,
派去澳洲
，Australia,
派去英国
，England。
有谁孩子高中毕业以后你要送他去摩洛哥的？请去。
Will you send it to him to Morocco?
送他去伊朗读书
，or Iran？
为什么呢
？Why？
因为非基督教的国家
，because non-Christian nations
没有办法成为启发性、领导性、有严谨研究性、探讨大自然根源的可能。
There's no possibility for them to bring a source of inspiration of the citizens in science.
你说我派我的孩子到日本，不派一个别的国家。
You say I send my children to Japan.
中国现在起来了。
And China now arose.
怎么起来的？
How would it rise?
日本怎么发展的
？How would Japan
develop? 日本从明治维新开始。
And this Japan come from 明治维新。
中国从这个耶稣会的教室到中国去。
China since the coming of Jesuit.
有十九世纪广学会把西方最好的科学书翻译成中文，才刺激中国进步。
And we come to the 19th century, the Western missionary bring scientific book to them.
那为什么在基督教国家这些会发展
？How come in Christian nation this has been developed?
因为对这个宇宙观的了解。
Because of the universe.
万有是本乎他。
All things are from him.
依靠他。
Through him.
归向他。
And to him.
我是本乎的
I come from him
依靠他
I'm through him
归向他
I'll go back to him
我以被造为我预备的万有中间
Then I stay in those things that created prepared for me
只有神使我有探讨万有的知识同智慧
Only God causes me to have this wisdom to study all things
神又把他的智慧同的永能的神性放在大自然中间使我虽然眼不能看见他我借着所造之物不可推诿
And also his nature, his deity even though I cannot see but to all this greater thing I cannot deny
这是罗马书第一章你已经看到
You already read in Romans chapter 1
所以第一章保罗就告诉我
In chapter 1 Paul says
虽然我看不见上帝
even though I cannot see God
但是借着所造之物
but through the creation
你就不能推诿
You cannot make excuses
这样呢普遍启示已经在大自然没有声音的向我讲出来。
So this general revelation in the nature without any voice speaks to me.
普遍启示的真理也没有声音的在你的这就良心里面对你做了见证。
So the truth of general revelation without any voice speaks in your conscience.
所以当我的头向我心灵深处看进去的时候。
So when my head looks deep into my heart.
看见我这就良心对我说神造万有。你不知道吗
I see my intuition, my conscience say to me that God has created all
当我的眼睛看万有向外发出出去的
When my eye look at all things God created
像奥古斯丁所说
That Augustine say
鸟啊
Birds
你为什么这样飞
How can you fly this in this manner
鱼啊
Fish
你怎么会这样游呢
How can it swim in this manner
海啊
Sea
你怎么会这样有规则的退潮涨潮
How do you have the tide
云啊
And cloud?
是谁叫你把海水带到空中搬到内地下雨
Who caused you to draw the water to the heaven?
花草树木怎么这么漂亮的长起来
And so beautiful with the plants and flowers
宇宙的一切怎么这样平衡氧气二氧化碳互相的应用
All things in the universe how can it so balance oxygen and carbon dioxide in such a balance
奥古斯丁说
Augustine say
他们都要连起来同声回答你说
They will come with one voice and tell you
是神把我们造成这样
God will create me such
没有别的答案
No other answer
所以最后呢这些知识一定从基督教的国家产生
So finally all this knowledge will come from Christian nation
而且产生钻研到最深最细最精最入的地方
and also they will study in most in depth and also in details
前天
and a few days ago
我在外国
I was in
我看 Discovery Channel
I was watching Discovery Channel
就要走了
I was about to move
突然间有很吸引人的节目所以我再停十分钟看看
suddenly something that attracted me I stayed for 10 more minutes
他们在讲什么呢
what did they say
机器人
About the machine.
先做一个这个机器的这个动物。
And this are the artificial machine the animals.
八只脚的。
And with eight legs.
会走路。
They can move.
走路就像昆虫一样的。
Like this insect.
后来有的就做六个脚的。
And some make with six.
后来发现呢，最稳的是四个脚的。
So they find that four is the most stable.
最难的是两个脚的。
No, most difficult to make two.
所以上帝造人的这个复杂的程度。跟这个里面的智慧是最难最难的。
So the complexity God has made is the most difficult.
如果你叫老虎、叫狗、叫狮子，只有用两个脚，它一定掉来掉去，跌来跌去。
So if you ask tiger and all this horse to walk with two legs, they will stumble.
人里面的平衡功能。
But the function of balancing in man
高超到一个地步。
It's so delicate.
所以当做机器人的时候。
So when machine man
两个脚。
出来，
里面的控制电流的应用和许多的枢纽的变化，电脑工作的几十倍的困难。
All the control mechanism is so complex with the computer.
特别是什么呢
？Especially
当两个脚的机器人要爬楼梯的时候。
When the two-legged man want to go upstairs.
一个一上来马上跌下去了。
They will fall back.
所以他一上的时候，不会跌的。
You stop.
哎呀
，decline.
你看那个机器人那样难做，你才知道原来你早就比他厉害。
So when you see the machine man so difficult to create, you see that you're more complex than they do.
这脚一这样。手就这样，你走路的时候，右脚向前的时候，一定右手向后。你看，一定这样的，你不会这样，不可能的。
So even the moving with the hand and also the legs balance itself.
你讲话讲了一半，眉毛掉一掉啊，这个嘴巴翘一翘，这个、前面都是用千万个 motor 来控制。
Even the facial expression is controlled by motors. How many of them?
哎呀，我每次看这些的时候
，So every time I see all this，
我就记得这一句。
I remember this verse.
奔赴他
，from him，
依靠他
，to him，
归向他
，through him，
万有的存在
，and the existence of all things，
虽然是偶存的
，even the contingent，
隐藏着永存者的智慧在。
It is hidden the wisdom of eternal one。
身在上帝丰富的知识和智慧。
Such mysterious is the wisdom。
判断何其难寻。
It just makes so unsearchable。
你的踪迹何其难测。
And the path is so untraceable。
谁知道你的心？
Who knows your mind?
谁做过你的谋士
？Who has been your counselor?
谁先给你
？Who has given you first?
然后你后来再偿还他。
And you repay him.
因为万有都是本乎你。
For from him
是依靠你。
To him
是归你。
And to him all things.
永远归给上
帝。Glory be to you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
你看所有的宗教论到这些事的时候。
You see when all religions discuss on this.
与圣经完全不一样。
Totally different from the Bible.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
今天我已经开始这一届的第一堂了。
I begin the first session on this one.
下个礼拜我们再把它开展出来。
And second, let's this one.
你看从这些观念中间。
So from this concept.
基督徒得做了一个最重要的人生哲学。
Christian have a very important philosophy of life.
那以后呢？他一生一世呢
？Then for his whole life,
就成了一个不是没有方向的存在。
He will be someone with direction.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
你从哪里来
？Where would you come from?
你到哪里去
？Where would you go?
你不能问共产主义。
You cannot ask communism.
你不能问毛泽东。
You cannot ask 毛泽东。
你不能问苏哈东。
You cannot ask 苏哈东。
你不能问任何一个世界上。
You cannot ask anybody in the world.
你不能问孔子。
You cannot ask Confucius.
你不能问苏格拉底。
You cannot ask Socrates.
但你可以回到神。
But you come back to the Bible.
因为创造你的上帝。
Because God who created you.
他从起初指明幕后的事。
From the beginning, He pointed to the end.
所以他今天告诉你。
So today, He tell you.
你是本乎神的。
You are from Him.
你是依靠神。
You are through Him.
有一天你要归向。
And you are to Him.
请问。
I want to ask.
你认识你自己吗
？Do you know yourself?
你要怎样认识你自己
？How would you know yourself?
你要从创造你的神那里认识。你自己
from God who has created you, then only will know yourself.
因为唯有他是真正智慧的源头
because only He is the source of wisdom.
他是真理的本体
and also the ontology of truth.
感谢上帝
praise God.
我们大家站起来
let us all rise.
我们再读这一节的圣经
we're going to read one more time this
verse. 第三十六节
verse 36.
我先读第三十三到三十五，你们读三十六节。身在上帝丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？因为万有都是本乎他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，
直到荣耀
永远。阿门。我们低头祷告，我为今天是听。